From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Colorado Gold by Douglas Hurt. Now let's begin with Colorado Gold. Chapter 1. Harrison Mandel slapped the back of his neck and grinned at the bloody smear on his palm. "You've become a vindictive SOB, Harry," he mused. The far-off whistle of the approaching Southern Pacific train brought his view around to the dingy window. The noise drifted up out of the desert like the urgent bellow of a month-old calf looking for a misplaced udder. A lonely sound in a dry, empty wasteland that a man could hear for 50 miles. If not in actual fact, then as an echo of something remembered as he stared out across the hot, flat desert. The Southern Pacific tracks ran past the East Bank Saloon, two glistening streaks beneath the relentless sun. A heavy timber trestle carried them across red mud waters of the Colorado River, where steamboats puffed and wheezed at their docks, and wide barges piled high with supplies destined for the Gulf sat low in the water. Other than the ebb and swirl of the river, nothing moved under a blazing midday sun. Nothing but an occasional Indian along the bluffs and the dusty cavalry troops of Fort Yuma over on the California side going through their endless maneuvers. Beyond Fort Yuma, the rails curved west, and somewhere in that direction lay San Diego. A pleasant country, or so he had been told. Mandel made a wry grin. Considering where he had disembarked and where he was going, he wasn't fully...